just want... Sorry for turning into a man there.
Hi, everyone. It's Grace.
Again.
G-Robs underscore Boston on Twitter. I don't know what that was about. I don't know why I just had that uncertainty about my username that I've had for like a year.
Well, did you mix it up with Grace 8275215?
It was G-Robs
7-Boston.
576. I used to remember the number, but now I can't think of it actually. Anyway, I'm here with my friend
Lauren. Me.
Lauren. Queen.
Boss Bruins AT on Twitter. Bruins head coach. Unless they lose. Correct.
Unless they lose. Well, I'll start with... So this is... It's not terribly long since you last heard from us, and it's not terribly long since we last recorded. So there has only been one Bruins game, although we were just talking that maybe we could pretend it didn't happen. And so the Bruins have not played other than that, and they don't play again until tomorrow. It's Friday. We're recording this on a Friday this time. And so not a lot of Bees news to talk about. But what I was going to say is that do we have news at the end of the episode that we want to share?
Theoretically?
I mean, if you want.
We can.
A lot happening right now. That said, yeah, we'll talk to you about it later, so keep listening for more fun. But there's been a lot going on lately, despite the fact that there are no Bruins games. There has been a lot on Twitter happening, just left and right. At any rate, so as I was saying, there's not a lot of hockey to talk about. And I just yapped for a second. Mostly I yapped.
I listen very well.
Lauren's a great listener. Also beautiful, stunning, perfect. amongst other things. But I will say, in some news about the NHL, first, globally, let's look at it. The Flyers continue to suck. Lauren, do you know how many goals the Montreal Canadiens scored on them?
Nine
fucking goals. What happened to the Flyers? Like, they were locked in. Shockingly. What the fuck happened in the past month?
I have no idea. I really can't tell you. They went from being a somewhat consistent, okay, borderline team to an absolute shit show. But it felt like
bad.
A matter of days even.
It was seemingly overnight. And I don't know what happened. They beat the last play, because they did actually win one finally. Against the... Oh my god! I'm just looking at these terrible teams that they keep losing to. They beat the Rangers! They beat the Rangers 4-1. Here were their five games before that. The Canadiens, who they lost to 9-3. The Blue Jackets, who they lost to 6-2. The Sabres, who they lost 4-2.
Yeah.
The Isles, who they lost 4-3, and then the Blackhawks, who they lost 5-1 to. And
right before that, they also
played the Habs again, and they also lost 4-1. That is awful. Those are bad teams that you're losing to. I'm not going to say it all started when Torts decided to sit his captain, but it kind of feels like that's when it started.
You're right. Forgot about that.
But yeah, I'm just blown away. So where we're at now, most Bruins have three games left in the season. Tomorrow they play the Pens, and then I believe we play the, we play the Pens, Caps, and then the Sens. Hopefully three easy wins, but the Pens are still fighting for their life. The Caps are kind of out of it now. And I'm going to be honest, if we lose to the Senators, just throw the whole season away. You know?
I don't know. I don't know. Washington might be, still fighting for things, depending on how Pittsburgh goes. So
it's true. And so what we're looking at right now, the top of the Atlantic Division has stayed the same. Like we said, Bruins are 1 point above the Panthers, but we do have a game in hand on them. And again, I can't stress enough how much I don't want to play the Maple Leafs. Lauren, are we in agreement on that one?
Yes.
Would you rather play the Lightning?
Yes.
The Lightning have not looked great lately, I will admit.
Bro, they're so inconsistent. It's insane. They're a good team when they're good. That's it, period.
Yeah. And when Vassy gets hot, I don't need 2 years in a row for us to get cooked by the wild card from Florida.
I'll deactivate, to be honest.
It's not what I want to do anymore.
You'll never hear my voice again.
It was fun once, not doing it again.
So it's also kind of fucked because I'm looking at my schedule right now, and depending on how many games they play in that first week, like, I don't know how many games I'm going to be able to watch.
I'm also going to be... I'll be in Florida, actually. I'll be about 2.5 hours outside of Tampa. Maybe I can go to a game.
You should.
Yeah.
You just Although have to wear a Tampa jersey, though. Don't forget.
I was about to say, they might be doing that stupid thing that the Canes are doing. Well, let's talk about that for a second. I want to hear your thoughts. I have my opinion on it. That I think it's stupid, and I just think it's bad business practice. I'm going to be totally honest with you. If you are in a place... not going to single out Southern teams, but it's kind of mostly Southern teams. You don't have a big enough market to do that shit. Like, if the Bruins did it, okay, you'd still sell out, you know? But I'm sorry. There's no reason you have to make me fight Hurricanes fans who have never heard of hockey until their team makes it to the playoffs. Like,
it's... Same for fucking... Panthers.
I think it's stupid, personally.
I think it's bizarre. Especially like if they do the thing where it's like if you can bypass it, you can't wear the jersey in, like some shit like that. I don't know. I just feel like don't you want like that fun kind of competition thing? This also stems from me also not liking to make other people feel uncomfortable in like my team's rank. Not, you know, maybe I'm just a bitch.
No.
But I mean,
yeah,
I
but no.
Yes, but no.
Not about this.
I think everybody deserves to be able to have fun in a seat that they bought. So I guess that kind of goes along with it. But I just hate it. I think it's so dumb to restrict your own to only your fans and then be like, yeah, it's gonna make the atmosphere so great.
Yeah, when I was at the Canes game, I mean, you know, fortunately this year it was more mild. I think it's because we had already cooked the Canes in the first period and it was like, what are you even complaining about? But last year, I had a terrible experience at the Canes Arena. They suck. And then this time, though, like, people were booing me, like, when I didn't even do anything. Like, people were just assholes. I get it to a certain extent. Like, it's, you know, it can be kind of funny. Like, if you're like, oh, you know, the guy down the row who's cheering when the other team scores, you're like, ah, come on, like... kind of jokingly, but like, I don't know. To me, don't get me wrong, I have a lot of hate in my heart for Canes fans, but I just don't care enough to be that bitch. Who cares? Like, I don't know where you, like, look at me. I live down here now. Like, you're going to tell me if I want to go to a hockey game, I have to go back up to Boston.
Well, it's like, and that guy who's, he's like chanting, like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. It's like, no, like shut the fuck up. I hate you. You get out of here.
I know. It is ridiculous.
But it's also something also that I've seen is, I think it was the Rangers put out some tickets or something for the upcoming games.
Yep.
And they were, like, ridiculously expensive. And I think that, like, comes into play, too, where it's, like, if I hear any complaints about the fans and how they're not, quote-unquote, motivating the team. I say that in quotes because I don't know how much fans actually...
I don't think they actually do anything. The arena is still mostly your fans, so chill out.
Yeah. But, like, you're now pricing out the people who do care, which also... Yeah. But also to that point, I really don't think that... Like, you could have a whole rink of Canes fans, and it wouldn't matter.
No.
What are they cheering? Let's go, Canes. Oh, my God.
I think they go, let's go, Canes. And then there's, like, a fucking siren that pisses me off. And I know I've already gone on my rant about how I don't think they should even be called the Hurricanes. Fucking name a team from Florida that. We don't get fucking Hurricanes. It was raining hard yesterday. We had a tornado watch. How about you give them some name that has to do with that? But no, I also, like, I said this in my tweet, but, like, I know plenty of people who became hockey fans recently. Raleigh's main market, it's in Raleigh. Basically, PNC Arena is basically on NC State's campus. Mm-hmm. You got kids from everywhere. So, like,
yeah.
Even people who are now Canes fans, like, could just as easily have their billing address still back in Maine, for example, or New Jersey, or wherever, and they can't buy tickets unless they can convince one of their friends who's from here to do it for them. Anyway, I think it's stupid, Canes. You're not that special. I'm sorry, unfortunately. And don't even get me started on, like, people who moved away. Like, moved out of the state and now live elsewhere, but grew up... can't really grow up as a Canes fan, no offense.
Also, like, are you doing this all to get swept in the Eastern Conference Final? Like,
no, they didn't get swept, Lauren.
Are you doing this all to almost get swept in the Eastern Conference Final?
That's up there with Richard Nixon's I'm not a crook, like, in terms of just outrageous things to say. We did not get swept. Shut up, Rod. Jesus Christ. But
oh my God, any rate, wait. Something what? Funny just happened. You can keep this in, I don't care. But someone said in our, like, optometry group chat, did anyone else get has anyone else gotten a hella mean response from blank, a professor?
Okay.
Emailed this man and he responded and the response was, clearly you didn't pay attention and seem to live in your own world.
What? Shut up.
I'm not kidding.
That's fucked up. That's fucked
I'm assuming this is about the quiz that we took last night. Yo.
But if like, said that to me, I'd drop out. I swear to God, I would drop out of law school. They should say something to, like, the dean or whatever of your school. Like, that's fucking
ridiculous. They don't really care. They don't care about us here. Like, that's if there's something weird. I've genuinely learned, they don't care. Just ask the woman who's been teaching a class where kids fail every test every year.
At some point, you gotta reevaluate. Like, that's not the kid's fault, you know?
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I did, in case anybody missed my tweet, I did the thing again yesterday. I'm just thinking about that because I'm actually for once not in my bed recording this because my bed is fucking soaked, drenched, completely wet, like, damn. Why are you making that face at me?
Why?
Did you not see my tweet?
No.
I did I've talked about it on this podcast before too. Like, this is not new. This was probably the worst one because it was my entire water bottle. I fell asleep watching YouTube with my fucking water bottle in the crook of my elbow. Woke up, everywhere. Didn't close it. Fell asleep. Soaked.
Well, maybe you should explain that before you start talking about...
What, do you think I pissed myself?
Sometimes, yeah.
Shut the fuck up. I'm pissed about it, though. So I woke up just absolutely drenched from head to toe.
That's
a disaster. But so I don't know. I gotta order some sippy cups or something. I swear to God.
I'm gonna get like, you that one that like can't turn. It always stays on.
Yeah, those ones that always stay up, like the dynamic ones. Yeah, that never spill. I know. I'm like fucking Google searching like no spill tops or whatever the fuck. Disaster. I mean, like, and it's not even like it doesn't have a top. Like, it's not even like a straw one where like even if you weren't drinking from it, like it opens. Like it's an open.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Just leave it open. Stupid bitch, Grace. Seriously. I never learn. Back to business. So the top three in the Atlantic remain the same. They're going to remain the same. There's not enough games left for any of these teams to change. And the first wild card is going to be the Lightning. Yeah, no matter what. But it's looking like right now, the Isles are going to be I don't care about these teams. They can do whatever they want. The third team in the Metro is going to be the Isles.
Okay, I have something to say. If the NHL wants to grow the game, they need to stop the Islanders from playing the most boring game of hockey to ever exist. They are so boring. They have never played a fun game of hockey. They are the team to frown upon the lacrosse goal. Like, they hate fun. Yeah,
what are you even doing with two teams in New York? I have three teams. Get those fuckers out of there. Although I'm gonna be honest, if one team should get I didn't say it. You thought it.
I thought you were going to talk about the Coyotes coming to New York.
Oh, good. We are going to talk about the Coyotes later. Don't you worry. a lot to talk about there. But so it's looking like the Isles are going to be the third. And then it really is a four-team race for that second wild card spot between the Red Wings with 85 points, the Pens with 86, Caps with 85, and the Flyers with 85. All of those teams that I just said have three games left. Maybe by the time you listen to this, we'll know for sure. I did not realize the Isles were kind of cooking. They're on a six-game heater. Yep. Sure. They're doing the opposite of whatever the Flyers are doing. But, Lauren, what do you think? Who for that last – this will be the team that plays the rags, although if the Rangers lose their last two and we win all three of ours, we could win the President's Trophy, but I don't need it. I don't care. Face the Lightning, I'll face the Lightning. Who would you like to see as that last wild card spot?
Pittsburgh. I mean –
you want it to be the Pens?
If not for Sidney Crosby's pure will and just ability.
Just for the bit.
It's so funny. Like, everybody's like, there's no I in team. And Sidney Crosby was like, yeah, there fucking is.
There is. It's me. I'm the I in team.
I am the I. Yeah.
I am the Pittsburgh Penguins. That's it.
I mean, let's be real. He is. But
he is. like, not going to beat around the bush here.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be a cool story. Do I think it's going to work out for them? I'm not sure. Maybe. Like,
I would give so much good money to see whatever team is the second wild card beat the Rangers in the first round. I would love every minute of that. Happen to us, it can happen to you fuckers. You know why else I really want it to happen? These motherfuckers. I'm sorry, I care deeply for our friends on Rangers Twitter. But these motherfuckers with their, like, parallels to 1994. Shut the fuck up, okay? I can come up with random things that have happened this year to compare to 2011. Yeah.
We had this coming up on our ice, bro.
I watched I saw a black car just go by I also saw one go by in 2011.
I slept in the year 2011. I slept this year.
I'm just saying. But no, it's because, like, I don't even remember what things they were on about. Like, fucking... What was the weird thing that just happened? Oh, an earthquake. There was an earthquake in New York.
Yeah.
And I guess that one is weird. It is weird that New York had an earthquake, period. But that one, I guess there was also a small one in 1994. I didn't know about that. And then OJ being back in the headlines because 94 was when the fucking Bronco chase happened. Look.
Okay, but he died. So, like...
He did die. He's out. I guess we'll never know. I know. I would love to see the Rangers lose just to really, you know, knock the teeth out of everybody that bothers me who cheers for the Rangers. But so I don't know. It's a crapshoot. The Pens, yes, have 86, but I mean the Red Wings are fighting hard. Honestly, it'd be kind of funny if the Flyers end up making it as the second wild card. That would just be hilarious. It is unfortunate, though. I do. It's very clear to me that the Metro was very weak this year. Yeah. Rangers, Canes, everybody else, you know?
Yeah.
And even the Canes had a slow start and they weren't even looking that great. But
oh, yeah. After like the first month, I was like, they're out. They're done.
Right. So, I mean, I kind of anticipate. That's the only thing that makes me question the Rangers' success. No offense to the Rangers. Mm. Is it because they have played, for the most part, these dog shit teams more frequently than the rest of us, you know?
They swept us.
What?
They swept us, no?
The Rangers did?
Mm-hmm.
You could be right. I don't know. I don't remember these things. I just know
about
the Canes.
I just remember. I remember after we lost to them, all my friends were like, "But they say that the Rangers can't beat good teams." And I was like, "Who said that the Bruins were good? Who said that?"
Yeah, not me. That's for sure. Have you seen our power play? Abysmal. So that's all set in stone. The West, though, is kind of shaping up. All the teams are pretty much set in stone, but no, teams are set in stone. But I mean, I guess
actually, speaking of stone,
I guess actually the Blues, the Blue. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about Mark Stone too. The Blues could, if the Knights lose every single one of their games, the Blues could be the second wild card. I'm not saying I want that to happen, but I absolutely want that to happen.
There's nothing that would make me happier than to watch St. Louis just stay on behind that line and never cross it. There is nothing that would make me happier. I am a St. Louis hater through and through. And it's not just because of 2019.
But I'm a bigger Vegas hater, unfortunately.
I think they're on major fraud watch. So
well, they are, and
I don't really care.
I'm sorry, Stone is not going to fix that.
What do you mean?
But as it stands, though, there is still some opportunity for, because on the other hand, if the Knights win their last four games, the Kings have a loss or two thrown in there. They could potentially become the third seed in the Pacific. I don't think it's going to happen, but it could.
They do have a game in hand.
Exactly. But the teams are set that it's going to be Stars, Jets, Avs. Although the Jets and Avs both have 104 points with three games left, so they could flip-flop. It doesn't make a difference because they're still going to play each other. the Preds are solidly in the first wild card spot, and so will therefore play the Canucks. In their first round, Stars will play either the Kings or the Knights or the Blues, but probably the Knights if I had to guess. So I don't know, Lauren, what do you think? I know I said it about the Metro. What do you think about the West? Do you think the West is stronger than the East this year? And going into playoffs?
I think that the Metro just sucks. But yeah, I think technically you can make an argument, but then again, like, the Pacific isn't great. Like, they're fine. They're kind of in a similar situation to, I mean, they've clinched, but they're similar to the Metro, where they do have, like, kind of a lag off after the first two. Not huge, not like, not as not big as
significant,
yeah, what we have, but I mean, it's still there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I mean, especially in these, in this later part of the season, I don't think the standings, like the points themselves, actually tell are very, yeah, reflective of how the Kings and the Knights have been looking. They have not looked good. So
sometimes you could just get points. Sometimes you just go to a lot of overtimes, and
you want to know how we know that, because our team did it.
Doesn't matter how you get there.
They're going to be playing like seven over, because I cannot. There is going to be a game with the Bruins this playoffs that it's going to have like seven overtimes for sure.
That, or they're not going to go to overtime at all. Like, there's no in between.
Yeah, it could go either way. But yeah, I think that the, you know, I think, like we said last week, I think the West is going to kind of end up being a bloodbath of all of these teams taking each other out. But I will say, I wish that, seeing it now, I know I said it last week, I think that we should go back to a 1-8. If you want to keep 16 teams, make it in. But there's no reason that we should have to play a team that is so much better than whoever the Canes have to play, because the Canes are going to play a dog shit team.
I think that we should pick them out of a hat. I think that could be fun.
We would have had better stats in terms of guessing if we had just chosen randomly. Honestly,
you know what? Next year when we do this again,
actually, that's what we're doing.
I'm gonna pick out of a hat.
I'm fucking just drawing names. I swear to God, yeah, that's. We'll be more successful then. But in other news, and there has been a lot of NHL news, why don't we start with the formerly Gary Bettman's golden child, suddenly no longer, which is kind of funny because I love how much Jets fans are eating it up. Like, Jets fans are loving this whole saga, because previously, for those of you who don't really follow NHL storylines, it's been this sort of running gag about how the Coyotes keep just flopping and not, you know, obviously they're playing in a tiny arena. They suck every year. And meanwhile, the Jets are fucking killing it. And yet all season, Gary Bettman's been talking how, I don't know if we're going to keep the Jets, you know, might go somewhere else. Well, that tune changed. Seemingly overnight, with it coming out that the Coyotes, as soon as next Thursday, could no longer be in Arizona, despite the Coyotes, like, 2 days ago, putting out all this, like, they're bidding on this land to buy and build their arena in Phoenix, and things seemed like they were going well, and then suddenly they're moving to Salt Lake City. Lauren, let me hear your thoughts off the bat.
I know nothing about Utah, okay?
Mormons.
Besides that, I do know that. but I don't know how they believe that Utah will work out better than Arizona. Because I'm also like I remember when they were like the Phoenix Coyotes. I remember when that all went down.
Yep.
And it was, like, a huge thing, you know, keep the team in Arizona, because, first off, I guess, maybe not as much as I think, but I think the people of Arizona really like having their team down there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It seems like there's got to be something else that we don't know going on with this entire situation. Because, I mean, the social media manager is
the owner's son.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's true. I think that started as a joke.
I have no idea.
There are some tweets where it seems like it's true. There are tweets where I'm like, that's not a social media person. That is a 14-year-old with a phone.
But they are, like, in a complete, like, reports are coming out. They're still in Mullen Arena.
They're in denial, for sure.
Like, honestly, like, same. That's so relatable.
I get it, you know? Delulu? Coyotes, me too. Delulu, welcome to my world.
The only Sululu. It's like...
that was awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know. I can't see a hockey team in Utah. I think that sounds a little bit insane to me. But maybe it'll work and they'll be the Utah fucking Coyotes. I don't know.
Or the Salt Lake City Soakers, which people are really running with. I don't know who started that, and I also don't know why it started, but it's kind of funny. You know, I sort of have diverging opinions on this, because on the one hand, I mean, I feel for the Coyotes. I think that I don't understand why now suddenly we are so pushing hard for not keeping them when I feel like we've fought so hard to keep them there. I don't mean we, I mean just like hockey in general fought to keep it there. And now we've seen success stories in Austin Matthews, Logan Cooley, these people from Arizona who got started in hockey and a lot of their success in the development programs that exist because of the Coyotes. And so I don't know that this is what I would do. Because originally when we were talking, you know, previously about this potential Utah team, because for those of you who are, you know, frequent listeners know that we have talked about this a long time ago when they were thinking about expanding and putting a team there. That's the part that I'm okay. Because I'm sick and tired of, I'm subtweeting the Thrashers right now, but I'm sick and tired of us trying to go back to the same markets where things haven't worked. It's just bad business practice to continuously try again in these markets. So I do think that if we're going to expand, it's got to be in a city we haven't done it before.
New Hampshire.
I was talking to my boyfriend about this, and I was like, I'm trying to think other, like, I think a team in Wisconsin would be successful. I think a team in, like, don't say New Hampshire, in Portland, Oregon would be successful. You know, places that they haven't. Worcester, places that they haven't done it before. That's
how much
all good.
Does a DCU center sit? Let me look it up. How many seats in DCU center?
Is that the fucking one in Worcester?
It says there's 14,000.
All right, so it's bigger than the Coyotes arena.
Yeah, I say we book it. Let's make it happen. Put two teams in Massachusetts.
I think we should put I think we should put specifically a team in Hockey Town, USA.
Hockey Town Saugus?
In fucking Saugus. The Saugus, dude, whatever you want to call them.
You have to pay for to like sit along the edge like an angry hockey dad on the wall.
Yeah, those tickets
like,
cost
oh my
extra.
God. Dude, I would buy that ticket. Are you kidding? There's like 10 seats in their benches that are made for soccer, like
like the cold silver ones that are just fucking
you get a discount if you can catch the rat that's been running around these past
I think we should do it. Saugus is gross. I wouldn't want to put anything in Saugus, but I would pay to go to
if not Hockey Town, right down the road is Kazabuski. You can take that one Revere? Too. No, it's in Saugus. They have two rinks. You get off the highway at Kelly's. You drive by, drive past a Target, you take a right, you're right there. It's a beautiful spot. There's about 20 parking spots that you could take. And you can even go for a nice little walk at Breakheart.
Get ready to learn Route 1, buddy.
Take a little hike. Yeah. Route 1, the best.
Famously highway. Famous great for traffic. Famously good at traffic.
Yeah, yeah. Really good drivers as well.
You want to go to the airport? I hope you have 6 hours. But at any rate, it went from seeming like this was not actually going to happen to suddenly it is happening. I think a large part of that, the reason the Board of Governors signed off on it so quickly, the Board of Governors, which consists of all the team owners, is because they will all be getting like $10 million bonus from selling the team, because the price, I'm pretty sure, is like $3 billion, like something outrageous. I don't think it's worth that, but that's fine. Okay. And it's being bought by the guy who owns the Utah Jazz. To be fair, a successful NBA franchise. But just because basketball sells in a state does not, to me, translate to hockey selling in a state.
It will never translate to hockey.
Then you're also talking... I guess you wouldn't have to change the divisions. There was some talk about, like...
I don't think so, no?
I don't think you will have to, because I think Coyotes are in the Central, so, I mean, I think Utah is still Central.
Kind of, yeah.
But, you know...
I mean, so I will say, this whole thing has helped me figure out where Utah is on a map.
That's true.
They have become relevant in my life now.
Weird looking state.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't see people in Utah. I mean, hockey is a famously white. Hockey's a famously white sport. Utah is a famously white state. So maybe that's what Gary Bettman's thinking.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
I don't know. How much do you feel for Coyotes fans, whether or not exist, that's another story.
I feel like they're the kind of organization that, while they might be lower in number than most teams, they have very passionate fans and fans who want, and it's, they've been on this like wild ride for the past few years. They've had so much done to their team. So many rumors about, you know, they've been talking about this. I just saw the name. I didn't realize that you called it that.
I know. That's what I was laughing about, that you made your name like the name that I just gave to it. I thought you did that on purpose.
No, I had no idea. But yeah, we've been talking about the possibility of this happening for a very long time. So I think that, you know, that has to build up a lot of frustration. And so, yeah, I do feel bad for them. And I do feel bad for the players. And I absolutely hate the argument about how you can't feel bad for the players because they're making millions of dollars. I can feel bad for whoever I want to.
Yeah,
I feel bad for a lot of people who I shouldn't. Okay, and you know what? This doesn't just affect.
Empath.
Yeah, I am. I know it sucks, but this doesn't just affect like the players. It affects their wives. It affects their families. It affects their children. Their children's education, their friendships, their development. Like, a lot of things are at play here. Like, you can't just look at these players like they are money in a drawer, because they're people too.
To be fair, the reports that have come out, I mean, if you couldn't tell from looking at the Coyotes Twitter, is that a lot of this has happened behind closed doors and without communication with either the Coyotes management, the brass, and more importantly, the players, who it sounds like are really not happy that it's happening so fast, A, and that it's happening at all. And I do feel for that. Like, this has happened so fast for all of us. We're all struggling to keep up. You're talking about people who in the next week are going to be asked to move their entire lives
fucking to Utah.
Like, 10 hours away. I'm sorry. I wouldn't play in the NHL if I knew there was a chance I was playing in Utah.
Yeah, I would try to find a way to terminate my contract.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I'll go anywhere else.
I do feel bad for that. And I think that it is fucked up how the league has done it and gone about it.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of this.
What a surprise.
Yeah. Shocker. Gary Bettman doing something stupid and fucked up at age 107. Who would have thought?
The only non-fucked up he did. The only non-fucked up thing he did this season.
Okay, go ahead.
The only non-fucked up thing he did this season was let me behind TD Garden doors.
Real coach. Allowing that to happen.
That was the only thing. The only good thing he did. I'm not going to try to say that again.
Just started thinking about your tweet when you said, like, it was cool. The Kraken gave out, like, those cross body bags. I love one of those. And you fucking tweeted, like, TD Garden would never because it won't fit with their new bag policy. And some motherfucker from Canada, I presume. It's like, then stop, you know, shooting places up. Okay.
Me?
I know. I go, what are you talking about? Look, I'm all for making the jokes about, you know, America being shitty and terrible. But also the thing that, you know, really gets me going, you know how redneck Boston and Seattle are about their guns. What are you fucking talking about? Like those are not the two cities to be going at for this issue, by the way. Just as it stands.
I muted that tweet and I didn't realize how many people had seen it.
Yeah.
But I woke up this morning, I saw that it at that point it was probably at like 150 likes or something. And I saw like see more replies and I was like, how could you make this a bad thing? And then I saw that and I was like, me? How am I supposed to fix it? Do you want me to march up to Washington?
Also, like, and let's not pretend that's why TD Garden did it. TD Garden did it because it's lazy.
Yeah, they're lazy.
They don't fucking feel like it.
Yeah. Now they just make their workers wear the exact stupid, size like, on a note bag. Card. Yeah. Oh my god, so fucking stupid. If they asked me to wear that, I'd quit. Oh, 100%. There's no way I'm gonna wear like dimensions around my neck.
That's. But at any rate, so that's where we're at with the Utah Coyotes, Salt Lake City Stokers. I don't know anything about Salt Lake City. I'm sure it's a nice place. You know, probably. I've been to Boise, Idaho. Kind of gives me the same vibe, clean, like newer city. So whatever. Do whatever you want, I guess.
It doesn't sound like fun.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't sound like fun. But at any rate, the other news, more news. Lauren, I was gobsmacked.
Mm-hmm.
I was bamboozled, shocked.
What, when you stunned, saw...
I learned that in the nick of time, thank God, so lucky that Mark Stone got better right before playoffs.
I thought you were going to say you were stunned at my March Madness bracket and how good it ended up being.
Was it good? Did you win?
No.
Oh, okay. No, I'm gobsmacked about Mark Stone. I mean, what a miracle that none of us could have seen coming. Never could have predicted he'd come off LTIR right now.
It speaks to his resilience. as a player.
His passion.
Just his ability to work, and you know, he wants to be back.
Oh yeah.
And yeah. I think everybody should take a hard look at this. Like a really, really, really hard look at this from all angles. And just sit and love how amazing this player is. And how amazing the heart, this organization, you know, has done. Yeah. I mean, it's just bizarre.
Yeah, in case anybody didn't get this bit that we're doing, it's not surprising at all. And in fact, it's ridiculous, and we made tweets about it 6 months ago. Just another tale in the Vegas saga of manipulating the LTIR to sign more people. And we'll talk about their extension of Hannafin in a second, but you know, it would be really funny to me if then they didn't make the playoffs and like it was too late, you know, didn't even matter. But they're going to, unfortunately. And surprise to no one, Mark Stone will be back for playoffs. I don't think that's going to help a lot.
I mean, if I'm being honest.
No offense to Mark. And none of this is hate to Mark Stone.
It's not a game changer.
No, to me, it's not a game changer, and it's not going to fix the problems that they're having right now after a hot start to the season to kind of bleh, you know, at the end of it.
A lot of bleh.
Bleh, yeah. Sorry to our good friend Bruce Cassidy, who graciously gave Lauren his Twitter handle when he went to the Knights.
Is it like the president? Like, POTUS.
It's passed off, yeah.
It's just possible.
They gave him the login. They gave you the login info. Yeah, exactly.
I'm never giving it up.
Yeah.
I'm becoming a dictator.
I will say, good for the Knights that they extended. Depends on who you ask how good this is, but they extended Noah Hanifin for 8 more years. Which is huge. I didn't expect it to happen. Lauren, thoughts?
I didn't expect it to be for that long.
Yeah.
But I did expect that he was going to be very soon extended for a few years.
That's a long time for a player of his caliber, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's not.
I don't like long term deals. I don't. I hate them. I think
unless it's David Postma,
ugly and stupid. Yeah, he can do no wrong. He could sit down and never score again, and I'd be like, worth it. That's a lie. That's a fucking lie. David Pastrnak, if you're listening right now, I swear to God, if you stop scoring.
Pasta, don't listen to that part.
Cut it out.
They're making up stats for Connor Bedard. He's about to break the rookie shots record. Who cares?
Are you kidding me? Dude, you put me in enough games, I'll keep shooting.
Yeah, take much. I'll just fucking keep going.
Like, I can take so... I can just go. It's fine.
But, yeah, so whatever. Extending Hanifin. Other news. Bruins, at least, that... Pat Maroon is expected to make his debut tomorrow for the Boston Bruins when we take on the Pens.
Who?
Lauren, I can't wait to hear how excited you are about this.
Who?
Yeah. Maroon.
Sorry, I just don't know who.
So Scarlet, it was Maroon.
Maroon. Yeah, that's the only one I know. Sorry.
Yeah. But... hopefully that adds, you know, something. Little, you know, kick in the nuts for the Bruins to get their act together. Lauren, can you be a hater for like 2 seconds less than you are?
No.
Okay.
This is like the only player that I have genuinely ever had beef with, besides Binnington.
That's real. Which I think is more justified, though.
No. Pat Maroon is evil.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Feels like a lot. But I will say that things are, you know, shaking up in terms of awards coming forward. The Art Ross race, which is for the most points. Kucherov seemingly looked like he had it locked down. But Nathan MacKinnon is now just a couple points away from him. Connor McDavid has 99. I don't know. I saw a headline earlier. I think he's like 99 assists and he's going to have 100 soon. But at any rate, McDavid also obviously is up there. Have to imagine if he hadn't sucked for the first half of the season, he'd be well past Kucherov. What an unsung hero in the NHL. Like, you know, I get it. Lightning fans appreciate him. But, you know, you never hear a lot of kids out there who are like, Kucherov's my favorite player. You know?
Because he's not fun.
Come on. He's got a funny personality.
He's hilarious.
In the sense that he doesn't have one. He's just very dry and like. But not in the way that, like, Connor McDavid is dry, in, like, a funny way, you know?
he's growing on me. He's growing on me. I started to like him. Yeah. Well, I liked Kucherov before. I mean, I kind of have beef with him as well, but
Why do you have beef with Kucherov? What did he do?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Jesus Christ.
I can't legally say. I don't know. I feel like McDavid has kind of been showing a little bit more of his personality, which has been fun. Whether it's his real personality or not, I don't know.
Could go either way. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure, though, that those are the big news, big headlines.
Warren, 141 points is insane. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Who do you think deserves to win the Calder?
I don't know. It's like, it's so, because I see so many different arguments, and most arguments are like either heavily for Bedard or heavily against Bedard. And it's like, I don't think I really have a horse in the race. I don't really think I care at this point.
I mean, there is a lot of discourse, you know. Is Bedard just getting it because of the hype rather than giving it to somebody like Brock Faber?
I don't think he would be, though. I feel like Bedard, if he gets it, he did deserve it. I think that's the problem with when you look at trophies like this, especially when you think about, everybody's going to look at your point production and they're going to look at what team you're on. Like, you're not exactly on an equal playing field, I'd say.
Right. That's true.
So I don't really know who deserves it. I think they have all done, like, this is one of the first years where I feel like there have been so many good potential Calder winners.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't know. I don't think there's a clear winner, and that's probably just because I have trouble trying to differentiate the fact of points versus actual play.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think at least with, you know, nobody can make any excuses about any of these rookies that they're playing for a good team and that's helping them. I mean, of them, I guess Brock Faber is playing for the best team of them, but the Wild are still not good.
Yeah.
That's really not saying a whole lot.
I feel like we will see so much more out of Bedard in these next few years. And I think regardless of whether who wins it or not, I think it's going to be Bedard. But regardless of who wins it, they are all doing such significant things to not only grow the game, but also just to, like, just for their teams in general. And, like we've seen Bedard specifically has made people start looking past the NHL. He's grown a lot of, not to say that he ever, you know, went to college, but people are starting to look at leagues other than the NHL, which I think is pretty cool. They're starting to pay attention to these players when they're younger, before they're, you know, draft eligible, which I think can be, it can be a good and a bad thing. But yeah, so I think it's just pretty cool to see a draft class, you know, prosper like this one has.
Yeah, I mean, success across the board. Leo Carlson, Logan Cooley, obviously, Brock Faber, obviously Connor Bedard. So it has been cool to watch and to see. I have a question for you that I just thought of that my friends and I were debating. I don't want to hear your answer. What professional sport, or sport in general even, like, can be, doesn't have to be one of the major sports. What sport do you think requires the best athletic ability? The most athletic ability? Like, where do you think the best athletes are?
Are we talking, like, just pure physical fitness?
All-around athlete, yeah.
Is there, like, a right answer to this?
No. I have my opinion. I wouldn't say that it's necessarily the right one or the only answer.
I think it's tough because a lot of, like, when I think about football, I think about you have to hit somebody. When I think about football, soccer, that's not necessarily...
Football is right out for me.
That's not necessarily the goal. Out. I would say, for me, soccer's definitely up there.
I agree. Yeah.
I think... No, I don't want to say baseball. I feel like baseball...
No,
baseball,
God, baseball is the first one
I'm
out
thinking
for
of,
me.
I'm thinking of, like, how much coordination it actually does take, but yeah, not all around athleticism. I want to say that hockey's up there, but honestly, with all these beer league bros, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's fair. So what's your final answer?
I'll go soccer.
Soccer's up there for me. I think it's basketball. I just think I think hockey's up there too, but, like, I think in terms of, like, the best athletes, like, LeBron is one of the best athletes, maybe the best athlete all around we've ever seen. I think that that's just a sport you need it. Because soccer, the thing that holds me back is it's pretty short. Like, if you watch soccer, it's short sprints, you know, like, for short periods of time.
It depends what position you play, though. We're talking about a midfielder because they're running the entire game.
But they're not even really, not on, like, a professional level.
But think about also the stops and starts also make it hard.
Yeah. But I still think, I don't know. And again, I think soccer is up there. I think you do have to be a very good athlete to play soccer. Other sports that no chance, like, I don't, even though I think Serena Williams is, like, the best athlete of all time, I don't really think you have to be to play tennis.
Yeah.
Hockey, I think, is up there. Curling, no. Running, gotta be a good, I don't know if I would count that as a sport, but you gotta be a good athlete to run.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
That was just my question that my friends and I have been debating lately. Golf, right out. No chance. You don't have to do shit.
I saw this video of them at the, what was it, the Masters that just happened or whatever that are happening.
It's happening right now, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know golf, sorry.
Admittedly, I've been watching because I gambled.
Girl.
Oh my God.
That would be a perfect time for an ad read.
I'm paying just a little bit extra to enjoy it more. You know?
Yeah, just a little bit extra. But I saw, like, some, I don't know who it was, somebody's daughter was just like, you know, hitting him in. And I was like,
yeah,
that girl is 6 years old. Like, and she's doing richer what than we'll some ever of them be. Can't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been, it's, I wasn't insider info really, because anybody could have watched the practice rounds, but Nick was there at the Masters, and told me, he said, this random guy I'd never heard of, because then again, I can only name like five golfers on one hand. This guy I'd never fucking heard of. He said he looked dialed in, bet on that guy. I did. Now he's looking great. And I put like 10 bucks at like plus 1200 odds. So I'm going to drop out of law school if he wins. No, I'm just kidding. But I really want him to.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you don't have to. The people know.
At any rate, you know what didn't take a lot of athleticism?
What?
Coming in seventh in your bracket challenge.
Oh my god. Seventh is pretty good, yeah, though. There were a lot of people in that.
Well, technically I'm tied with a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
Well, by a lot of people, I mean three. And then, yeah. So, I was 85% right.
Wow.
Same. I know ball. Stay mad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At any rate, why don't we go to some questions from people? Philly, first off the bat, my first thought is the internet sucks. This is true. I will have cut out the part where we were talking about this, but the internet's been a fucking crazy place lately for those of you who are on Twitter. Just a good time to remind everybody that there are real people behind the Twitter screens. It's easy to forget when they're just tiny little people in our phones, but you know, a blanket statement, don't be a dick on the internet or otherwise. Be kinder to one another, please. Philly's second thought, my second thought is, that was fucked up. My second thought is, can y'all discuss the Yote sitch? And let's say you're both joint commissioner for the league. What would your 5-year plan be? Expansion or not, division rearranging, playoff formatting, other than playoff just drawing formatting. Names out of a hat. But I mean, like I said, I would go back to just the conferences instead of division play.
Yeah.
For ranking and, I think that makes you sense. Know, going to the playoffs. You can still have like the divisions insofar as like the teams that you're going to play multiple times, obviously, because mm-hmm. that makes sense. They're in your area. Like, you want to be playing those teams the most. But I don't know, Lauren, what do you think about, I don't think the NHL should expand because they can't even handle the teams they have right now.
Oh, absolutely not. They do not need another team. Honestly, I think they should get rid of a team, and they are.
Yeah, I think they should get rid of multiple teams. Somebody tweeted, like, I watched 60 minutes of Senators hockey, and I actually think that we should get rid of a team, and it should be the Senators.
Oh, yeah, I'm good with that.
They suck. Bye. They're awful.
I agree with you with the playoff thing. I think the playoffs used to be so much better. Mm-hmm. Also, bring back the logo on the ice and bring back the regular NHL playoff logo. Oh. But anyways.
Oh, yeah, that and fucking get rid of the boards.
Yeah.
The moving boards. I fucking hate those. I've always hated them. Always, you know, in the last year that they've been doing it.
Annoying
as hell.
5-year plan. Well, my first year plan, if we were co-commissioners, would be to get Grace off of my commissioning board.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, I would go through and change the rules. I think that's what I would want to do, is like actually define things and define like what gets you suspended. And, like, you know, having people who follow those rules.
Yeah, I mean, later on, somebody asked, who is it?
Oh, someone did ask that.
Yeah, what rule would you, Amelia asked us, what rule would you eliminate in the NHL if you could? Lauren, what's the first one off on your list to get rid of?
The trapezoid rule.
Yeah, that's such a goalie.
It's so stupid.
Answer. And it is also stupid. But it makes for some good laughs sometimes when it happens.
I think goalies should be able to carry the puck as far as they want to.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, you're right. I'm getting rid of the shootout. It's not a hot take.
What about the delay of game?
I'm getting rid of the delay of game. Absolutely. I'm getting rid of there's something else I was going to say, but now I can't remember it. It's a stupid rule also, but I can't. And it's not, I was just thinking of one, but it's not really a rule. I don't remember what it was. I think you should be able to put the coach in the penalty box.
imagine the rest of the game if Torts was in the penalty box.
Yo, that's hilarious. That's fucking awesome.
Let's do it. You're back. I'm hiring you again.
You know what else? This is what I was thinking of. I'm implementing a 3-2-1 point system.
Yeah.
Especially for keeping the shootout around. Because somebody was like posting about how different it would be. Like the Sabres would only be like 1 point out. I don't even want to know where the Bruins would be. Dead fucking last, probably. bottom of the barrel.
They're playing for the anti Stanley Cup.
A lot of things I would change, though. Are there any other stupid? I mean, I just fundamentally think the blood rule is stupid. Stupid rule. Maybe this guy just bleeds easily. Maybe he's prone to nosebleeds, you know? Matt Mish at RealMatt0626 on Twitter. It's probably already been asked. I actually don't think this has been asked before. What is your opinion on people who like multiple teams in hockey? Said, I have plenty of friends who do it. I know I certainly can't, as I'm a diehard Rangers fan. Boo! It doesn't bother him. For some reason, though, a lot of Alpha Bro hockey fans use it as some kind of diss. Yep. Usually, again, I'm ad-libbing this part, but usually towards women, when attempting to engage in online discourses, especially... Oh, he said it, especially with female fans. Read my mind, Matt. Or I read yours. What are your thoughts, Lauren?
I think that anyone should be able to enjoy any type of hockey that they want to, and I do not care. I don't care except if Canes your fans. Two favorite teams. Yeah. Canes,
you aren't allowed to enjoy anything.
That's weird. Like, really? One team, like, and it's the Canes.
That's like cheering for Duke. You know, who's choosing that? You know,
I could tell you one person. But. Yeah, I don't really care. I honestly don't even care if they're rival teams, to be honest. I couldn't care less about
it. It doesn't compute anything for me. Like, I don't get it. Yeah. I don't have a problem. I don't get it. Yeah. I'm not, you know, I could never be a Bruins and a Habs fan, a Bruins and a Canucks fan, Maple Leafs. Doesn't work in my brain, but I don't see why you can't. Like, I mean, especially people, you know, who move to different places. Or maybe wherever they're from didn't have a hockey team originally, and now it does. Or
their parents.
Sure.
Like, anything. Like, there's so many factors. And also, maybe they just like to watch hockey, and they started liking these players. Like, I know I've tweeted about this before, but a lot of people like to say, you know nothing about hockey, you have multiple teams in your bio. And it's like, but they're watching multiple teams, so don't they technically know and they watch a lot watch of more. Hockey? Like. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
And I don't blame, you know, people for having a good team if their other team sucks.
Yeah, I mean, me.
If I were a Sens fan, I'd cheer for another team too, you know? So I don't really have a problem with that. People do, though, always use it as a diss. I think it's stupid.
I think it's dumb as hell.
Who cares? Why do you care that much? You know, some people care too much about things. I simply
don't care about anything.
I don't let those things have real estate in my brain because I'm normal.
Yep.
You know? I'm not a fucking weirdo.
Debatable.
Okay. Watch your mouth. other questions that we got. Playoff roster. This is from Amelia. Playoff roster now that Braz is hurt, a.k.a. Wayne Gretzky. I don't know why my voice just cracked. But a.k.a. Wayne Gretzky sucks. I still have hope you'll be back.
Yeah.
And it just sucks so much how good he was and how he so seamlessly fit into the roster in a place that we needed him to.
You know, if he can do it once, he can do it again. I'm sure he'll be back.
Oh, yeah. I'm not concerned. It's more that I'm pissed that now we lost.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Finally, we had something working, and then he got hurt, and, you know, everything sucks.
Well, you know, we have the second coming of Jesus on this team, known as Pat Maroon, who's going to come and save us all.
He so can fix
not
it.
Even worry. He is going to play. He is going to be our first line, our second line, all of our defensive pairs, and plot twist, we have a goalie, and it's Pat Maroon.
Oh my god. Settle down.
No.
You know, another thing that I've been seeing on Twitter, because the reason I'm thinking of this now is because, you know, asking about now what's the lineup going to look like, particularly in our, you know, bottom six, is that this season, the two major fighting points on Twitter for me, one that people have been fighting about, I don't mean for me, I don't engage in most of this, but one point that people are fighting about is that bottom six, who is the odd man out, you know, is it Lauko, is it Steen, is it Brazo, is it, who else is sometimes kicked around there, Van Riemsdyk. Kind of crazy also that that's been happening. Never would have saw that coming from the beginning of the year. That and the other thing that people are fighting about, which this one bothers me more because I'm like, did we not fucking learn anything? People fighting about the goalies. Which one is better? Who should be playing in the playoff? They both need to play. We did this last year. Let's not do this again. They both need to play in the playoffs. Just fucking please stop. Please stop.
Two games to one right now. And two games to one.
If that's how Lauren feels, that's fine. And I'm fine with that also. But if we learned anything, and in fact, Jim Montgomery has cited it as his number one regret, we learned anything from last year, it's that the goalies made us so successful, and then us choosing not to go with the thing that made us so successful all along was a major part of our downfall. And I don't have it in my heart to fight over which one is better. Has been better, will be better.
I can.
Yeah. Why would you want to? You don't love Lena.
I'm not
going to
fight about it. But, well, that was who I was going to pick.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not what I expected, actually. Well, you surprised me. Explain. Elaborate, please.
He's just been better. He's just been...
You mean as late?
This season. They've both been very good.
Yeah.
But...
Make that clear.
Swayman... gives up more easy goals than Ullmark.
Yeah, that's fair.
Swayman this season, you know, I know we make jokes about how he lets in, like, the first shot of every game or whatever. But he's the epitome of, oh, I think he's going to want that one back.
Yeah.
Like not every game. Like, he does, keeps us in a lot of games. But there are times when he's keeping us in these games. He's making these insane saves. And you want to know what one goes by him? The easiest fucking shot that there was. So.
Yeah.
But I can also say that and admit that we have two great goalies that should both be playing in the playoffs. Because also
I trust both of them. You know?
Yeah. And the counter to Linus Ullmark is that Linus Ullmark, his quote unquote shelf life isn't great.
Right.
Like he plays and you put him in for four games in a row and it's just not he's never been that guy. He's never had to play like those minutes ever.
Yeah. And he's never had, I mean, other than when we tried in the playoffs and that clearly didn't go well.
And then we got him injured. So that was great.
Correct. Also that. So I'm sick and tired of the Swayman Ullmark debate.
I'm sick and tired of people saying,
I hear the police coming for you. Sorry if anybody's driving. Don't worry. It's not a police car behind you.
It's just Lauren. It's just Lauren.
It's just Worcester, you know?
Just Worcester things. When I have to go pick up my dress at like 5-ish, I'm going to the, like, it's like the sketchiest area ever. And I can't wait.
Sketchiest area ever? In Worcester? No.
In Worcester. In Worcester?
No.
Yep.
Never would have guessed.
Yeah. I know. It's
sorry, Worcester.
Listen, this is my home.
Who's out here about for Worcester? You know what I mean? Like, who's out here, you know, at bat for the city of Worcester? Not the kids who go to college there, I'll tell you that much.
No, because we almost die every time we try to go out. Like,
fair.
I mean, I don't know if I told you this, Grace. I might have. But in a 10-minute walk home, we got whistled at, yelled at, waved at, a car stopped next to us. Like, you know, it was like 6 or 7 different dudes in the matter of 10 minutes. So, like,
you know,
hello? So that's why the cops are going out all the time.
Yeah. I must say, though, in terms of catcalling, the worst for me, even though it seemingly is less degrading because it's not like in your face and right at you or about you, I get the shit scared out of me if somebody honks their horn at me when I'm walking. I almost piss myself every time.
Oh,
so if that's what you're trying to do, people who are catcalling me by honking their horn, you are succeeding. It scares the shit. I jump every time.
I had one dude drive past me while I was waiting at an intersection with one of my friends. And it was definitely like some college dude from like a nearby school. And he was just holding on, like, he was holding on to the side of the door, like a dog would, with his head out the window, and he's just yelling, "You guys are beautiful!"
Well, I mean,
yeah, that was the only good one. And then
that's
and
better,
then
yeah, that's
thought, like, you know, yeah.
That's fair. One time I was in the Old Port in Portland, Maine, obviously, with, when I say Portland, I mean where I'm from, but we were in the Old Port, I was with my very best friend, Elizabeth, and these guys, we were walking, and this guy pulls up, this, like, group of guys, older guys in their car, yelling out the window, honk, scares the shit out of us, we're like, fuck, like, stopped dead in our tracks, terrified, and you could just tell they felt bad, so they stopped and they drove away. Like, and I'm like, then don't do it next time. At any rate, Shock Maine asked us. Oh, actually, well, we didn't really answer Amelia's. Lauren, what do you think our bottom six should look like in the playoffs? I'm saying don't touch the Czech Hino line.
Yeah,
don't touch. Even, I mean, I'm fine keeping Coyle, Marchand, DeBrusk.
Mm-hmm.
Fine by me. Where do you go after that?
What do you have?
Beecher was the other name that I was, when I was trying to think of who else got kicked around out of our bottom six.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I want Beecher in.
I obviously do, too. I think we've seen that we are most successful with Beecher in the game.
I mean, I don't really want Lauko in at this point. But
no.
He's probably going to have to be in. with, I don't know, JVR at this point. I don't know if I really like that.
I mean, and now we throw Maroon in the mix. You know, you got... I forgot
about him.
I had it my way. Geeky is centering the third or fourth line. Beecher is centering the other one. I mean...
And are you putting Trent on the wing?
I'm putting Trent on the wing, which I think is fine. I think he does fine there. Yeah, and fine. More because I want Beecher to take our face-offs.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Kind of Bergeron-esque with his success at the circle.
Yeah,
I don't know. I love Johnny Beecher. Go Blue. I'm wearing a Michigan sweatshirt right now.
Oh, speaking of Go Blue, what happened?
They got smoked. That's what happened. they got fucked up. You know, but I don't think anybody can beat BC is the problem.
Oh,
I
just don't If anybody beats BC, they deserve it.
So now it's Denver BC because Denver won in overtime against BU. That was an intense game.
On an egregious call.
Yeah,
I will say
it was a heartbreaker.
They don't want Boston to be against Boston.
That would be electric. You know,
that would be insane. I don't fuck.
Whatever. But I mean, you know, Denver could. They won last year.
Denver.
Could they go back to back? Did they? No, Quinnipiac won last year. Denver, I think, won the year before. Denver has won recently.
I know UNH has never won.
Yeah, shocker. They got to put you in net.
Maybe no hardware. Would.
That's funny.
I agree.
But
no hardware, no husbands. Am I wrong?
Are you really going to sit here and tell me that I'm wrong? Her sister was
the
a
wicked
witch.
Of the East. The wicked witch of the East.
But, I mean, yeah, I guess so. Who gets left out? Lauko? And now you need, if Brazo comes back, you still need one more person out. And you can't just say Pat Maroon. That is not allowed.
Well, that's my choice, so.
Because I also don't think that that's the
who answer. Who said I was even going to put him in?
I can tell. You want to just go with two people on the last line?
You know what? We'll put the mask on in.
Blades?
We can put Blades in.
Get out there, Blades. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I want Geeky in. I want Beecher in. I want Van Riemsdyk in, but maybe he is the odd man out.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see what happens with Pat Maroon and
we'll see if he remembers how to skate.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Generational hater, Lauren is. If Pat Maroon has no haters, Lauren is dead. Shock Maine.
And if they win a Stanley Cup, his number is on my back.
Yeah. True. So, Shock Maine asked us, do you think Monty's job is in jeopardy if the Bruins were to lose in the first round? It's a good question. I don't think it should be.
I don't think it would be. I think with the amount of success that he's had in the regular season.
Right.
Like, sometimes things, like, the Stanley Cup is a very hard trophy to win. And even, you know, like, as much as we love making fun of the Toronto Maple Leafs for not making it past the first round, despite, you know, having last year, it is very hard to win four games against the same team. It's a very hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Because they adapt, you adapt. It's especially if you're going to seven games, your bodies are messed up, bro. So sometimes you can coach the greatest team and it just doesn't end up the way that you wanted it to, and that's fine. It happens.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
And I think people were calling for Monty's head last year even, which stupid because it was his first time in the playoffs as a head coach and
mm-hmm.
I think we saw, you know, obviously he made one very fatal mistake in not mm-hmm. keeping some rotation with the goalies, but we did see that Florida ended up being a very good team, you know, despite mm-hmm. them being labeled as an 8 seed, you know, like they went on to beat all these other teams with great coaches. They swept the Canes. That didn't bother me in the end. Yeah, are you sure?
What?
That didn't bother me as much in the end as it did some people, because some people really were calling for his head. But I mean, you know, we were doing it without Bergeron for most of it. We were doing it without Krejci for most of it. And Ullmark was hurt. So, I mean, I don't blame him a lot. Other than the goalie thing, I don't blame him a lot for...
Yeah.
And I think that he's like, made adjustments.
Who's to say that they even win that series if they put Swayman in game four, game five?
I don't know.
Like, you don't know.
Who knows what would have or could have happened. Like I said, the Panthers were a good team in the end. Except when they hit Vegas, then they sucked. but
the magic ran out.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, but me trying to get into Don Sweeney's head, a place I never want to be.
Yeah, that's a wild place.
Yeah, no thanks. I mean, I've seen him do crazier things. You know, Bruce Cassidy was a very good coach. Canned him.
It's very surprisingly, might I add.
And not that I don't, and for what I think is less than what Monty has done. I mean, like, yeah, okay, we got a couple years in a row, you know, the COVID era, knocked out by the Canes a couple times, knocked out by the Islanders 1 year. I don't think it should be, but, you know, I don't, like I said, Don Sweeney has done crazier things. So maybe, and people on Twitter are certainly going to be calling for it. Tell you that much.
As if they have brain cells.
They don't, for the most part.
They definitely don't.
Shockmate also asked, do you think a healthy Coyle and Zacha are comparable to a hurt Bergeron and Krejci in the playoffs? I think they're better. They have... Jesus Christ, Lauren. What have you done? Why are they back at your door?
I just
committed a murder. Okay? It's not a big deal.
A crime. A serious crime.
Coyle and Zacha have just... I knew they were good, but they have exceeded my expectations beyond my wildest belief. We don't have the success that we had this season had they not like really stepped up in the places that were left by Bergeron and Krejci.
Wasn't there some stat floating around that they have the same amount of points, that Bergeron and Krejci had the same amount of points as the two of them?
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that them being healthy, and knock on wood, obviously, but Coyle's a fucking Iron Man. Now I really got to knock on wood. He never seems to get hurt. But I am very much looking forward to. It's a good problem to have too much center depth. You know that you have to put Frederick on a wing, that you have Johnny Beecher sometimes not in the lineup. Those are all things that I like being our issues. Lauren, what do you think? You think they're comparable?
No. Yes, I do.
What?
Jesus. Sorry, I'm in a mood today. I'm very happy with how things have turned out, and honestly, kind of patting myself on the back because I knew this was going to happen.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I've been calling for this since the beginning.
None of us anticipated this, other than when I really wanted to just stick it to Brat Pack. none of us, I don't think, anticipated.
I remember I had Coyle having a great season, and there were people from a place... that told me that I was crazy. So,
like a city? Who would have thought, you know, after last season, that this is where we'd begin, the top of the Atlantic? I didn't. Put your hand down. You did not. None of us did.
I think I have them as third.
I was going to say, I believe we would make the playoffs. Yeah. Although, to be fair, no, I think in both of our preseason, we both said that the Bruins would be top of the Atlantic.
Did we?
I'm pretty sure we did.
I can't remember.
But I loved, like, you know, when people would post, like, the jerseys, our whole lineup. Like, you're telling me this team, back when we were still in the lead with the best record, you're telling me this team has the best record in the league? It's fucking...
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am.
Fucking these randos. Yeah. Yeah, I am. Take that, Brat Pack. But I am grateful for where we're at. I like this better than last season. Like I said, we don't have the hubris. We've seen tough periods. We've seen a lot of overtimes. And I think that that's what we were really missing last year. Like that's a huge part of it. I know our last question is from Marie, and she wanted to know what we think the WAG jackets are going to look like. I'm excited to see them. Unlike the Caps, who did you see, like, one of their, I think it was TJ Oshie's wife, like, put on her, like, Instagram story at the last minute when suddenly it looked like the Caps might make the playoffs. she spoke that one into existence, that now they're maybe not. I hope that last spot goes to the Wings. I hope that last spot goes to the Wings.
We'll see.
I do. I don't think it will, but I want it to. And I feel bad. I feel bad for the Wings being in a tougher division, are going to not make the playoffs because we're required to let in some shit team from the Metro instead. Like,
yeah.
You know? But the WAG jackets, I don't know. I like WAG jackets when they do denim. I also like the puffer vests. Like, that'd be cool if they did something like that.
I like sparkles.
I love sparkles. And I especially feel like with the centennial season, like, we got sparkles on the jerseys.
Oh, they have to be good.
Yeah, throw some sparkles
also,
on those.
Also, I saw this girl who, like, sequined her, like, jersey for the Oilers.
I
want to do that.
That looked so good. I know. I saw that.
I saved it. I was like, I want to do that so badly.
I'm not crafty at all, but that was sick. I was like, I saw another person do it for Wings jerseys one time, like, earlier this season. I was like, that looks sick.
Dude, if I get some time...
This is why women should watch hockey, because we do creative things like that.
Yeah, I agree. It's fun. Come on. You don't want your players skating around in sparkles?
Sexy. You know?
Exactly.
Lauren, now that we're here, because we had this conversation at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts on the centennial jerseys?
I think I did end up liking them.
I liked them more than I thought I would.
Yeah. I think I was very harsh on them because I expected them to be... I think the symmetry of it all kind of still gets to me. Jesus Christ.
They are... Somebody committed a murder right outside.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, there was a shooting right outside, like, 2 weeks ago, so...
No way. Well, maybe I should take back my tweet that Boston and Seattle are not famous gun cities. maybe yeah, Worcester's up there.
It was my fault, apparently.
Lauren, why haven't you solved... That's a great question. Lauren, why haven't you solved gun violence in America? Fix it!
I'm trying!
Fix it!
I'm trying. One eye at a time.
But hey, thank God TD Garden is taking a stand against
really
gun violence by making their bags tiny.
They do so much for us, and
we do keeping us safe. You know, from
everybody gets to see my tampons in my bag.
Yes, that's what they wanted, so and I'm glad. You know, glad they got that.
Us girlies can compare brands. What is this?
On the jersey topic, I want us to keep the thirds as our third.
The thirds is a third.
I love the cream. I think it's unique.
Yeah.
I just like the look of them. They're done for the season now, but.
I do. I really like them. Yeah, I'm feeling like I don't know, because of the whole Fanatics thing. I'm wondering how it's all going to go, but...
I mean, mine is Fanatics. My cream-colored jersey that I have. I have a coil one that is Fanatics.
I'm just curious how it's going to go for the players.
Yeah. Is it going to look like the baseball ones that suck?
The ones that you can see through?
Yeah, the ones you can see through. I did see somebody...
would have a field day with that.
So, oh, my God. I did see somebody tweet about those earlier. They'd gotten a text, like, from their friend who, like, never watched baseball, wasn't on Twitter, or didn't know the discourse, and, like, sent her a text during the game, like, what the fuck is up with their pants? It's real. Yeah, so I'm interested to see what'll happen there. I know, the NHL is such a shit show. Just a shit show, and they're trying to make it in Utah. Over under 6 years, how long does that team last?
One.
That's not how you answer an over-under. I forgot that you don't bet. That was awesome. That was prime. Like, that was phenomenal. You could not have scripted that better. That was comedy.
Under. Slamming the under.
There you go. Now you're getting the lingo.
Yeah.
Well, then, we are out of questions, but Lauren, should we tell the people the news?
I think we should tell the people the news. I mean, they're waiting for it.
That we've been edging for, like, I'm not going to use that word. The news that we've
alluded. No, you should.
Yeah, you say it with your chest, Grace. But the news that we've been alluding to for a while, but finally we are working out the kinks and actually getting it settled, that we will be joining the Hockey Podcast Network. Personally happy I won't have to pay for Transistor anymore, which is how we post our podcasts. So everybody get excited. We're going to start doing ad reads. Comedically enough, perfect timing for DraftKings. Lauren's going to study up, or she's going to say some ridiculous things again. But yeah, so we're excited, right, Lauren?
Yeah, I can't wait. Seems like a good group of people. So I'm excited for that.
All right. We'll stop with the coded language. And just say, we're looking forward to it. Should be a slay. But with that, Lauren, parting thoughts.
Happy eyeball weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Weird thing
Lauren
to have
gets
to follow
to get
up,
drunk this weekend.
But there you go. Yeah, shout out everybody for supporting us along the way. Makes it sound like we're dying or leaving. We're not. But I hope you all have a glorious week. Hope you've enjoyed our banter as usual. And guess what, fuckers? We'll see you next week.